MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 19, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. In today's news, there is a plan in Danvers to do something about an eyesore on Endicott Street. Another building is planned for Rantoul Street in Beverly, and we'll hear about Beverly traffic in today's newscast.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll look ahead at tonight's high school basketball and tomorrow's high school hockey. Plus, the Bruins pick up a win. Rick?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bill. Cloudy near 30 today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6:03 p.m. There's a plan to redevelop the rundown former Denny's and motel property on Endicott Street in Danvers. The Salem News reports today that the plan calls for a single-story, 10,000-square-foot retail property to be operated by Fidelity Investments. The property will also have a four-story, 100-room hotel that developers are still looking for a tenant to operate. In Beverly, Paul Layton writes in the Salem News that there's a plan to build a five-story apartment building on Rantoul Street. The building would be constructed on land that extends at an angle behind DeBacco's Service Center and CVS. The complex will be called the Garden City Landing. This week, Richard Benevento, the chair of Beverly's Traffic and Parking Commission, went before the City Council with his annual update on the Commission's work.
So the role of the Commission, primarily our role, is advisory. We advise the Planning Board. We advise all of you. We help the Planning Department and the Department of Public Services and the Mayor's Office and the City Council. We help to get to decisions relative to parking and traffic. One of the things I think it's important to also mention is traffic. We think of traffic as just cars driving down the street, right? It's a little bit more than that. The city has an adopted complete streets policy. So traffic is really what that represents is all roadway users, right? So it's not only vehicles, but it's pedestrians, it's cyclists, and it's transit. And so when we're making our decisions, we like to keep all of those things in mind because that is all part of traffic.
Benevento was asked by the council about the concerns many residents have around speeding in the city.
You know, one thing, too, as you mentioned about speeding and things like that, I've had requests before, like, gee, let's put up a four-way stop sign, and that will control speed. If you go to the manual and you go to the amendments, it actually says stop signs shall not be used to control speed. You should use other types of measures. So that's why when I say a lot of times you may not get the answer you want, but it's kind of what we have to follow. So.
That's Richard Benevento, the chair of Beverly's Traffic and Parking Commission. Council meetings can be viewed on BevCam. There's another high-profile resignation from Marblehead Schools to report today. Daily Item News reporter Ryan Vermette writes that the district announced that Glover School principal Hope Duran will be resigning from her position to seek opportunities in another district. Duran has been on medical leave since December. High school assistant principal Dan Richards has been serving as the interim principal at the Glover School. The city of Gloucester continues to make repairs following Saturday's tidal surge. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times that work on a sinkhole at the southern end of the Goose Cove Bridge continues with paving taking place today. Also, a portion of the sidewalk on Nautilus Road will be blocked off and closed until repairs can be made. Nurses and management still can't come to an agreement on a new contract at Anna Jakes Hospital in Newburyport. The Daily News is reporting that negotiations continue this week without any movement toward an agreement. And in Newton, teachers are on strike today, and there's no school today. Teachers have been without a contract since August, and there are reports that 98% of the teachers voted to go on strike. Next, in Sports with Bill Newell, we'll have a preview on local sports events this weekend. And following sports, on North Shore Today Extra, State Auditor Diana DeZoglio discusses her investigation into MassHealth.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States, and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the ExoBath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins beat the Avalanche last night at the Garden, 5-2. Bruins coach Jim Montgomery after the game. Was this a statement kind of a game with skilled players versus skilled players?
Yeah, I think it was a challenge that all five guys wanted, you know. But I think more importantly, I don't know if it's a statement game. I just like the way our game is building. You can see the confidence throughout the lineup with how we're playing with the puck.
The Celtics were off last night. They'll host the Denver Nuggets tonight at the Garden. In high school basketball tonight in the KPN League, Newburyport 8-2 overall, 7-0 in the league, will be hosting Pentucket. The 7-3 Rockport boys basketball team is off to their best start in over a decade. Vikings coach Phil Whitley:
We're doing things this year that we just haven't been able to do in Rockport in the past. You know, I've had some great players and some good teams over my 10 years here, but you know, this team just has kind of the it factor. The fun part is my son's a junior, and I've been kind of helping this team along the way all since fifth grade, travel team type of thing. And the seniors that are on this team, when I took over the youth program in Rockport, they were kindergartners. So it's been a lot of fun to kind of see their growth up through the ranks, and they just play well off of each other.
Tonight, Rockport plays at Hamilton Wenham.
Yeah, it should be a great one. Mike, their head coach, and I are real good friends, and you know, Mike does a great job with their program. I know they're a little young this year, but never, ever sleep on Hamilton Wenham. You know, they get better as the year progresses, just like everybody else does in the KPM League. And I think it should be a great battle. They've had some good games and some tough games, just like we have. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It's at their place, which is always a tough place to play. But we're up for the challenge, and the guys are excited to have a good game tomorrow. So I think it'll be a good one for us.
Rockport boys basketball coach Phil Whitley. In the Northeastern Conference tonight, in boys hoops, Marblehead plays at Beverly while Peabody travels to Masconomet. And in girls basketball, games to watch: Masco at Peabody and Beverly at Marblehead. Tomorrow night in boys high school hockey, Winthrop, 8-0-1 on the season, will play at Masco, 9-2-0. Face off at 7:30 tomorrow night. This is Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar, as he is looking for more scoring out of his Viking team.
But we need more secondary scoring. I mean, we have obviously a dynamic first line. I think our second line can contribute pretty well. But, you know, we need some contributing scoring, some secondary scoring from our defense, because you can't just depend on, you know, certain guys to get it done every night, because the nights they're not, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a war, and it's going to be all about defense, where I think if we're able to separate early or get, you know, get some timely goals, it certainly helps us, you know, from playing tooth and nail right down to the wire. So trying to get some early goals certainly helps, but it's been a little bit of a struggle lately. We're playing great defense. I mean, our goals against are tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Our goaltender's playing just phenomenal, Mike Donahue. But, you know, we need to, you know, I always say it's a game to three. If you can get to three, then you're going to give yourself a chance to win a hockey game. So our goal is to get to three. Anything after that is good, because, you know, we usually, you know, get our goals against are usually around two. So it's a game of three for us. Anything more is great.
Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And college hockey tonight, Nichols is at Endicott, puck drop at 7. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Friday, a great weekend, and be sure to keep listening next for North Shore Today Extra.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
This is North Shore Today Extra. Today we're featuring an extended audio clip with State Auditor Diana DeZoglio. This is her talking about her department's investigation of MassHealth.
Yes, we did complete an audit regarding MassHealth this past year, and I am just coming up on my first year in office here. It's an exciting time. I can't believe it, but it's still been just under a year, and we're just coming up on a year in office. So it's been a really exciting opportunity. And this, over this last year, we did conduct an audit of MassHealth, and we did unfortunately find in our audit of MassHealth an estimated nearly $85 million in overpayments regarding out-of-state residents receiving health care benefits from Massachusetts. Now, to break this down, it wasn't actually the people themselves who were, necessarily abusing any sort of a system that were living out of state. It was actually managed care organizations, sort of the middle people in between, you know, state and the folks receiving the services. There was a breakdown in communication where these managed care organizations were not being accountable regarding who is still living in state and who is no longer living in state. So payments were going out from the state to managed care organizations who were receiving this money on behalf of out-of-state residents who no longer were receiving services in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And the way that we found out that they weren't receiving services because, well, they were enrolled in other states' health care programs. So they were receiving health care in another state in which they were living, and MassHealth had not yet taken them off of the rolls here in Massachusetts. So funds were still going out to these managed care organizations on behalf of people who don't live here. And that's incredibly unfortunate, very disappointing, and frankly disturbing, considering the great, tremendous need that we have for healthcare services here in Massachusetts, so many folks in need. Certainly we want to make sure that we are not wasting those tax dollars on folks who don't need those services and are actually receiving those services in different states, especially when it's to the tune of an estimated nearly $85 million in those overpayments. So we did produce that report that can also be found on my website, which Bill is going to link up on his website, and your thoughts. We do audit MassHealth quite often, but definitely these findings, you know, we can't get to the bottom of what's happening unless we hear from you, the people of Massachusetts, about, you know, what you've seen regarding some of these entities and what we should be examining. So we are working with Health and Human Services and this new administration to hopefully address these challenges. We have called on MassHealth to make sure that they are addressing this issue. They were not the most receptive to these findings. It was quite a difficult conversation when we did release this report. I wish that it was a more cooperative experience that we received from MassHealth, but in more recent weeks, it seems that we are seeing them operate more in a spirit of cooperation, and that is encouraging as we do hope to remedy some of these challenges, and we do hope that MassHealth systems will be set up for success to save taxpayer dollars so that we can invest in, again, those programs that will really benefit those who are actually in need.
We are State Auditor Diana DeZoglio on North Shore Today Extra here on MSONewsSports.com.